Well, this isn't a rumor. It's a fact. The Seattle Seahawks have advanced in the NFL playoffs after a come-from-behind victory yesterday against the Washington Redskins. The Seahawks were down by 14 points after two quick Redskin touchdowns in the first quarter, but they were the last Redskin points. The Seahawks put 24 on the board for the victory. Next Sunday, they face the Atlanta Falcons. Political sports writer David Zirin is a sports editor for The Nation magazine. This morning, I asked him how such a young Seahawks team, led by their 24-year-old rookie quarterback Russell Wilson, could show such poise after falling behind by two touchdowns.
Well, it is unusual poise, but at the same time, so much of the NFL has become professionalized at such a younger age. Younger quarterbacks are coming in and performing better. I mean, Russell Wilson is 2 years older than the Washington quarterback, RG3, Robert Griffin III, because more and more young kids, when they're shown to that they have NFL talent, are put in a pipeline where they're taught to deal with the outsized pressures of the National Football League. So I think actually the Seattle Seahawks are a glimpse into the future, younger teams with younger quarterbacks going deeper into the playoffs.
Yeah, the yet younger quarterback, RG3, Robert Griffin III, stayed in the game despite the fact that he was injured in the first quarter. How big a factor was that in the outcome of the game, do you think?
I thought that was decisive to the outcome of the game. I mean, just look at statistically, the argument makes itself. Washington scored touchdowns on its first two possessions, 14 points in the first quarter. They looked like they were going to roll to victory, and yet RG3 is the engine that makes this team go. And once he was injured, the team lost all its spark. RG3 only threw for just, I believe it was 24 yards in the last three quarters of play. He was utterly immobile. He should have been taken out of the game. And the fact that he wasn't is, frankly, an absolute sin and a dark mark on the Washington coach, Mike Shanahan.
We saw the Seattle quarterback, Russell Wilson, running the ball a lot, even out front blocking on some plays. I get nervous when I see that. What's the risk of benefit analysis going on there when you send your quarterback out doing that?
Well, I wonder if Pete Carroll could even talk Russell Wilson against doing that. I mean, honestly, the most unsafe thing yesterday was the quality of the field that the players were on. A terrific Seahawks pass rusher named Chris Clemons is out for the playoffs and maybe longer because of the quality of the field. I think the field was the primary reason behind RG3's, the collapse of his knee. And by the standards of what was unsafe on that field, Russell Wilson throwing low aggressive blocks, wasn't that big a deal. But yes, the game is unsafe at any speed, especially on a field like that.
The Seahawks are ranked 29th in the league when it comes to payroll. What do they have that money can't buy that accounts for the success they've had so far?
Well, keep in mind that it's a little different from, say, if we're talking about Major League Baseball, where the gaps in payroll between the top and the bottom teams are so vast and profound, they might as well be playing in different leagues. The NFL, there's a very high salary floor as well as a very medium salary ceiling, salary cap. So it's not like the Seahawks are like the NFL equivalent of the Pittsburgh Pirates or anything like that. But at the same time, I mean, clearly in this Seahawks team, you have a team that's very galvanized by a very charismatic coach in Pete Carroll, who has shown now beyond a shadow of a doubt that he can assemble a team that can lead. They're a very physical team, as we saw yesterday. And they play with a great deal of enthusiasm, and they're going to be a very tough out in these playoffs.
Well, yeah, the Seahawks were favored against the Redskins. How about next week against the Falcons?
Well, I think the Falcons will be favored. They're the number one seed in the entire NFC. But it's one of those funny things where while the Falcons will be favored, I guarantee you the majority of prognosticators will choose the Seahawks to win this game. The Falcons have been a historic playoff failure. Their all-pro quarterback, Matt Ryan, has never won a playoff game. Their head coach, Mike Smith, has never won a playoff game. And the Seahawks are seen as a team with momentum. And they're also seen as a team with a much better running game with Marshawn Lynch. And I think that's going to play a big role in these games, especially as you get deeper into winter. You got to be able to run to win in the playoffs. Atlanta's not very good at it. The Seahawks are, and I think that'll be the difference next week, and the Seahawks will and should be expected to win this game.
And what do you think the odds are that the Seahawks will make it all the way to the Super Bowl?
I think that the Seahawks will make the NFC Championship game and have a rematch against the Green Bay Packers, who, of course, they beat in such controversial fashion in the scab referee game early in the season. And I see Green Bay winning that game. And I think in Lambeau, the playoffs, Green Bay, I think that'll be enough to finally knock off this upstart Seattle team. But make no mistake, they are going to be good for years and years to come.
Dave Zirin, sports editor at The Nation. You can read him at edgeofsports.com.